With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening. Thanks for joining me. The season after Epiphany comes at one of the darkest periods of the calendar year, but is also the beginning of the gradual shift to more light. So today's edition of With Heart and Voice is a program titled Light Beckons, and will focus on music of light and hope. Great music by Bach, Sowerby, Rachmaninoff, Whitaker, and others. We'll begin with organ music from the Dutch Renaissance, Jan Peter Zoon-Sweelinck's set of three variations on the plain chant Christe qui lux esset dies, Christ who is both light and day. Christopher Herrick plays the organ of the Norrfjärden Church in Sweden.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played Variations on Christe qui lux esset Deus by Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck. The instrument dates from the 17th century, reconstructed in 1997 in the German church in Stockholm. The music of Charles Wood's anthem, O Thou the Central Orb, is as grand as the extravagant and flowery text which it sets, written by H.R. Bramley. John Eyre leads the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, accompanied by David Kienzel.
Thank you.
Thou the Central Orb by Charles Wood. It was performed by the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, led by John Eyre. The hymn Christ is the World's True Light was written for the publication of Songs of Praise Enlarged in 1931 by Canon George Briggs. The choir of Sheffield Cathedral is led by Neil Taylor. Peter Higginbotham accompanies. Christ is the World's True Light was sung by the choir of Sheffield Cathedral. Neil Taylor directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Richard Prue chose a beautiful text found on the wall of Galilee Chapel at Durham Cathedral for his anthem, Prayer of the Venerable Bede. Christ is the morning star who, when the night of this world is past, he gives to his saints the promise of the light of life and opens everlasting day. Thomas Foster leads the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Soprano soloist is Betsy Cardos. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang Prayer of the Venerable Bede by Richard Prue. Thomas Foster directed, and soloist was Betsy Cardos. Both words and music for our next selection were written by Brian Schmidt, a wonderful South Dakota conductor and composer. It was commissioned by a high school concert choir as a sort of non-sectarian benediction. Lead Me On is performed here by the Westminster Williamson Voices, directed by James Jordan. Eternal Light by Leo Sowerby was sung by the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis, led by William Aitken. Earlier, we heard Lead Me On by Brian Schmidt, which was performed by the Westminster Williamson Voices, directed by James Jordan. The hymn, O Christ, Who Art the Light and Day, is an English translation of an ancient text by a follower of St. Ambrose, also known by its Latin name, Christe qui lux esset dies. The hymn setting is attributed to Samuel Webb, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral. Andrew Nethsinga conducts. O Christ, who art the light and day, was sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral. Andrew Nethsinga conducted and composed the descant. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Paul Halley chose the text, Christe qui lux esset dies, for a reflective anthem composed for an evensong at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York during his tenure there as cathedral musician. He incorporates the original plain song with new music and the addition of an original text by then-subdean of the cathedral, Edward West. The composer leads Gaude Amus and Chorus Angelicus in this performance.
Thank you.
Paul Halley led Gaudeamus and Chorus Angelicus in his own composition, Christe qui lux esset dies, based on the original plain chant and 6th century text, with the addition of words by Canon Edward West. The All-Night Vigil, or Vespers, by Sergei Rachmaninoff makes many references to light, as do most all evening liturgies. We'll listen to the fourth movement, translated as O Serene Light, performed in one of many great recordings of this piece, this one by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers from the Emery Institute in Quercy, France, recorded in 1990. O Serene Light from the Rachmaninoff Vespers, performed by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Healing Light, by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins, is a motet extracted from his larger work, The Peacemakers, and sets an old Gaelic rune, also set memorably by John Rutter in his A Gaelic Blessing. We'll hear the Carl Jenkins piece performed by Polyphony, with Stephen Layton conducting. Le, 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 le Polyphony performed Healing Light by Carl Jenkins. Stephen Layton conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most performed pieces by the popular American choral composer Eric Whitaker is Lux Aurumque, light, warm, and heavy as pure gold. It's novel among his works in that he took an English text by Edward Esch and had it translated into Latin for this setting, perhaps adding to its mystical aura. The Dale Warland Singers perform.
Thank you.
Lux Arumque by Eric Whitaker was performed by the Dale Warland Singers, a group that was instrumental in Whitaker's early career as a composer. The text, Lux Aeterna, is often included toward the end of a Requiem Mass and offers a prayer for the departed soul to be ushered into eternal light. The Requiem composed by John Rutter in 1985 concludes in this way, in a serene setting that seems to transcend time and space. We'll hear it in a performance by Polyphony with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and soprano Rosa Mannion. All are conducted by Stephen Layton.
Thank you.
Stephen Layton led Polyphony in Lux Aeterna from the Requiem by John Rutter. From a live recording from the 2018 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists, we'll hear Jan Krabel perform Fiat Lux, Let There Be Light, by 19th and early 20th century French composer Théodore Dubois. She plays the Cassavant organ at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City. Fiat Lux by Théodore Dubois from a live performance by Jan Krabel at the 2018 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists in concert at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music focusing on light and hope. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.